In a courtroom yesterday in Portland, Oregon, American-born Ahmed Ibrahim Bilal was arraigned on charges of conspiring to help al-Qaeda. Bilal, along with five other Americans based in Portland, are accused of trying to help the terrorist group. Their attorneys are asking a federal judge to keep pretrial hearings closed to the public. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Family and friends of the two defendants strode past reporters as they left the federal courthouse in Portland. They made no comment to the press. Earlier inside, the loved ones of Patrice Lumumba Ford and Ahmed Bilal blew kisses of support to the defendants, who appeared in blue jumpsuits with their ankles cuffed. For Bilal, this was his first appearance in court since being extradited from Malaysia last week, where he was studying Islam. Now Bilal faces four counts of levying war against the United States and aiding a terrorist organization, the same charges facing the other five Portland defendants. They are all pleading not guilty. Next up was Ford, who appeared in court for a bail hearing. Prosecutors planned to argue that Ford and another defendant, Jeffrey Battle, may flee and are a danger to the community. They were going to ask the court to keep them behind bars. But that hearing was put off until next week because attorneys for the defendants are asking Judge Janice Stewart to keep all pretrial hearings closed to the public. They're concerned inflammatory evidence presented by the government could prejudice a future jury. Federal prosecutors had planned to play a tape recording of what they said was Battle talking about a suicide bombing or shooting up a synagogue. But that was delayed while Judge Stewart now weighs the First Amendment protections for the press against the suspect's Sixth Amendment right to a fair trial. She'll decide on the pretrial hearings next week. That trial is set to begin December 3rd. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.